I'm Jane Durrell, and I'm always interested in books about early Cincinnati. Perhaps because I'm a writer, I'm also interested in books about the printing industry. So when the engraving trade in early Cincinnati came my way, I was happy to take a look at it. It's a book that rewards looking, very handsome with its large format, its plentiful illustrations, and its inviting layout. I noticed immediately that one of the attractions is that the lines of body type have an unusual amount of space between them, so that a page without illustrations doesn't require close reading and furrowed brow. All this is good, as the story that author Donald C. O'Brien has set out to tell is not full of facts. His aim is to trace the development of engraving here, as the city quickly took on the position of Queen of the West and its industries thrived. In the engraving trade, they were too busy taking care of business to record much of their own history, but O'Brien, an experienced historian, is able to trace the broad outlines of the businesses, although the people involved remain shadowy. His previous book, Amos Doolittle, Engraver of the New Republic, was published in 2005, so he is on familiar ground here. The reader learns about steel engravings, the urge to emulate them by wood engravings, about the dominant Cincinnati firm of Doolittle and Munson, with a side look at banknote engraving, and then the beginning of the lithographic trade, which would in the end replace engravings. One of the show places for engravings was a magazine published in Cincinnati from 1841 to 1876, with a substantial circulation and, one would think, considerable influence among its readers, called The Ladies' Repository and Gatherings of the West. It was published monthly by the Western Methodist Book Concern, a Cincinnati outpost of the East Coast-located Methodist Book Concern. Its subjects were literature, art, and religion, and its readers were many, 40,000 subscribers at peak, and who knew how many readers those subscribers shared their copies with. I suspect the illustrations were as responsible for the popularity as the text, for they are a pleasure to look at today, providing us with something of a window on a world both like and unlike our own. Accustomed as we are to knock the eye out full color, it takes a little adjustment to savor the subtleties of these mostly black and white works. But remember that black and white really doesn't describe the marvelous range of grays between the two. These are taken full advantage of in works that reproduce paintings, illustrate stories, and provide portraits of famous people. The Ladies' Repository magazine reproduced works by many artists whose names are familiar to those who know something of the art scene here in the mid-19th century, the Frankenstein family and Worthington Whitridge among them. But there are some surprising omissions. Hiram Powers, who went from Cincinnati to become an international figure as a sculptor based in Italy, was never mentioned in this publication that counted fine art among its purviews until after his death. Robert Duncanson, whose murals can be seen today in the Taft Museum, is unremarked upon. Ditto painter Lily Martin Spencer. All these artists were associated with Nicholas Longworth, whose house would become the Taft Museum, and Longworth grew grapes for wine. Methodists were so strongly against alcohol that even so weak a link as this made these artists unacceptable to the editors and presumably to the readership. Color is not absent from all the works reproduced in this book. On the cover is an attention-grabbing advertisement from the Williams Map Establishment, with a map that presents Ohio in rosy pink with a green Kentucky below the river and a yellow strip of Indiana at one side. And the final illustration in the book is an advertisement for fine-cut chewing tobacco, with a red-shirted cowboy idling with his horse on the green western plains, blue mountains in the distance. It's a grabber. The engraving trade in early Cincinnati, published by Ohio University Press in Athens, is a beautifully presented story of one aspect of our city when it was young and bustling and always ready for the next thing. I enjoyed it. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.